record, it's 9:13 p.m. The council meeting is back into order from recess. We are going to postpone the discussion on tourism and positions until December 2nd at 5 o'clock, where we will go back into a work session to finish budget. That is, Ty, are you in agreement with that?
Yep, that works.
Kendall?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on from budget then tonight and go to, good heavens.
Item number nine.
Yeah, 9A, public defender agreement with Zachary Sayer for juvenile court parental defense by Nathan Harris.
Thank you, Councilman Wardle. So in August of this year, you, as a council, adopted a public defender agreement with Mr. Sayer. He has since changed firms, and so this agreement just replaces that August agreement and changes the firm name.
Thank you.
So he can continue working with us.
Does the council have any questions for Deputy Attorney Harris? Is that correct? Yeah, that Attorney Harris.
Sure.
Don't call us that.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. If not, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve by Councilman Schonberg. And a second?
Yeah, second.
Second by Councilman Thomas. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes. We move to item number 10, line item transfers. We have two of them this evening.
All right, Council. I just have two line item adjustments for you. The first one is from our solid waste department for $85,000. And we had an increase in our residential garbage hauling. The next one that I have is from the roads department for a total of $31,000. We've done various repairs, putting in a crosswalk, had purchased a cattle guard. Total of that one was $31,000.
Council, do you have any questions? Seeing no questions, I'll entertain a motion on line item transfers. So a motion to adopt the line item transfers.
Second.
Second, motion by Councilman Thomas, second by Councilman Hoffman.
I heard that
all
one.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's move to item number 11, resolution and ordinances. We'll begin with resolution 2529, amending, increasing the 2025 budget.
All right, Council, we have several budget adjustments. Again, we're just finishing up the end of the year, and so a few of these. First one that we have is from the Health Department. This is some WIC funding that they have. It'll increase the budget by $25,000. The next one that we have is for WEEDS. This is a grant that they have for $68,124. We have an adjustment from the Attorney's Office. This is for some legal fees as well as some witness fees for the homicide cases that they have. The next one that we have is for the EOC. They are moving, this is, normally this one wouldn't come to authority, but they're moving funds across departments so that they're moving it from their EOC department to their fire department for a total of just under 17,000. The next one that we have is for the CJC. We're increasing for their utilities by 2,000. And then the last one that we have is for human services for some mental health exams for 3,500.
Thank you very much. This does require a public hearing. I'll entertain a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
A motion to open the public hearing by Councilman Hoffman. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Schonberg. Is there anyone here who would like to speak to these items or here? Seeing no one wanting to stand up in the incredible audience that we have, a packed room for those who cannot see at this point, I'll take a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none that are opposed, before we vote on this, I just want you to know we are headed into the holiday season, and the Human Services Fund reminds me of a great Seinfeld episode, and we will have Feats of Strength in a week. So, the festivals.
The Human Fund.
How was that, Nick? Got it. Okay. I'll entertain a motion on Resolution 2529.
So moved.
Second.
It's Councilman Hoffman made the motion. Councilman Todd seconded it. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It carries. Let's move to item number 12, action items, and this is the presentation and approval of the fraud and risk assessment by our county auditor. Just so you know, at the end of this, I will entertain a motion to approve or to accept. Which one should I use?
Approve.
Approve. Thank you.
All right, council, this is our fraud risk assessment that we have to go through and approve annually. I'm pleased this year is substantially better than last year. Our score is 380 out of 395 points. The only reduction in our points is we are missing two policies, two specific policies. One's related to travel and one is related to credit card purchasing. When we don't have a specific policy, our policies default to our state policies. But I do have these two policies ready, or versions of these policies that I'm prepared to forward on to the council to, at least as a starting or discussion point for the council to look at, so that we can hopefully get all the points next year. The biggest increase in our points is the HR team has done a fantastic job in getting our payroll reconciliations on track. And so we were able to get the full points on the back page, which is an all or nothing point. So if you can't answer all the questions yes or have a mitigating control, you don't get the points, and that's a huge deduction. The other thing that really helped is the council has formed an audit committee this year, and so that's been a huge help for the fraud risk assessment as well. And so I just want to thank everybody that's helped with this, because I just actually had a meeting with the trust, and they said anytime an entity follows this and implements this, if everybody would do it, we'd have a lot less claims. And so I'm proud of the work that we've done. So,
thank you very much. Thanks to the entire team on this. Before we vote on this, the audit committee still has one vacancy. We need to approve that in the first meeting in December. Councilman Hoffman,
my vacancy.
The rest of us have brought nominations.
Well, the person I asked withdrew.
Well, so. Okay. With that, I'll entertain a motion.
I'm not mine. I've asked two other people and they've all declined. So I'm ready. If anybody else has ideas, I need them at this point.
It's an exciting committee.
I have a joke I'm not offering yet. I will entertain a motion to adopt the fraud risk assessment.
So moved.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? We have adopted the fraud risk assessment. We have several boards and committees that have vacancies. The most pressing one is the audit committee. Councilman Hoffman. And with that, you remember when you asked me to get a parent's note when I missed a meeting?
That was a doctor's note. Get it right.
Okay. Councilman Hoffman, do you have an update?
Yes, but I can't remember what it was because we have to be distracted.
We'll come back to Councilman Hoffman. Councilman Thomas.
The thought lost me.
Hey, I went to a
reintegration.
Reintegration. So if you were a homeless person or a woman on the streets, or this was the process you'd have to go through. It was a great training, a little bit over the top, I thought, not absolutely applicable to Tula, but I thought it was very good. And so thanks to everybody that was involved with that.
Thank you, Councilman Thomas. Councilman Schauner?
Nothing for tonight.
I've already shared mine. That is that in the Waste Management Radiation Control Board meeting on Thursday last week, we had about a 50-minute discussion regarding the waste from Canada coming to our county and what that would entail. I think we should just keep that on the radar. And we've got USAC this week on Thursday. If you're going to be there, could you text me, please? That would be very helpful. There's some things for doing.
Text you.
That you're going to be on. Okay? So, with that, Andy, we have nothing tonight. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Oh, wait, we need to come back to Ty. Sorry. Ty,
remember the word.
Okay.
If you're going to the legislative meeting in Washington, D.C., and haven't registered yet, I think early registration date is coming up, and we're still at the lower prices. So consider registering for that if you're going to that in Washington, D.C. the end of February. The other thing was, I got a call yesterday from Ian at 47G, and they are working on something where they may want our help with it with a grant. They're working with a couple of drone companies that are having a hard time scheduling. They're testing meat that they need to, testing out dugways, and they have to schedule that way in advance. They want our help on a grant, maybe that will look at maybe using the Wendover Airport for that as a, and as a place to maybe store those. So that is going to be coming up here in the near future, just to give you a heads up about that. I already mentioned it to Andy and Brittany earlier, so that is something that's in the works.
Councilman okay. Hoffman, my guilt complex is now getting to me. I'm very sorry I passed you by and continue to refer.
You should be.
With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll accept the motion and stand adjourned.